Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, this broadcast has just blasted past us. I do have some important Ron Paul news, several pieces of news for you coming up. We've also got the crew from Loose Change with a final cut with some big developments on the controlled demolition of Building 7 and an eyewitness report from inside their own security system. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Wisconsin. Doug, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
Doing an international radio show.
I live down the street from a federal district court here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And a few days ago, I noticed several hundred, that had to have been at least about 300 of the local Hmong immigrant population from Laos. And they were protesting outside the court. I don't know if you heard anything about this, but apparently General Vang Pao, who is a big Hmong leader and a former general in the Laotian army who's been fighting the communist coup government in Laos.
He's a well-known narcotics. He's a well-known narcotics. Put him on hold for just a second. I'm going to finish a statement. Yeah, he's a well-known narcotics trafficker. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Actually also involved with helping the CIA to transport opiates using Air America. And he was recently...
Well, his phone just disconnected there. I do want to have two-way conversations with you, though, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Jenna in Ottawa. You're on the air from the capital of Canada.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Alex. This is Jenna calling. I'm actually calling from North Bay, Ontario, though. The only reason that's relevant is because I have a few things. In the past 4 months or so, I've noticed that there's been quite a few changes around here. There's probably three or four times more police than there were before. And, like, pretty much on my way to work, I'll see five, six, seven police cars pulling anyone over, like, a lot of action. And also, our military has started doing their exercises around town. Like, you'll see them running downtown and jumping over things, and I found that kind of odd.
It's the same thing in Germany, it's the same thing in the U.S., same thing in Canada. Have you seen my police state films?
Yes, I have, and that's why I'm so concerned about it.
They've been doing takeover martial law drills, and we have the documents. I mean, I've interviewed police chiefs who they've admitted it to. See, they have to acclimate us to see Marines and Army and checkpoints. They have almost tripled the number of police we had just 14 years ago. They're only adding more. You'll be out in the middle of nowhere in Montana, and there'll be a cop car every couple miles. They'll pull you over. They'll want to search your vehicle. You'll say why, and they'll say, things have changed in America. And that's why it illustrates what a fraud it is that the borders are open. They give the illegal aliens amnesty. They don't have to show who they are to get a new ID and a Social Security card and to get into the system. The point is, the war on terror is a war on freedom and a war on our liberties, and they're doing nothing to truly secure this country, and we have the evidence that the major terror attacks are being staged by criminal elements of the military-industrial complex.
For sure.
So what are they doing in Ontario, which is close enough to Ottawa? What are they doing up in Ontario? What are you seeing?
Well, we have NORAD here. Like, this town is very military in the first place. And you used to be able to go, and they would give you a tour of this place. It's underground, and it's pretty high tech. Like, there's not too many people that have it. And recently, they stopped touring, and they told us, it was in the papers, that it had shut down, and they weren't operating anymore. And we just found out that it's fully operational. They're just not letting us see it anymore. So we don't really know what's going on, but it's kind of scary. And actually, all of our police cars have been repainted in the past month, and they're black and white now, like you guys have. They all look American. They used to say OPP and have like little symbols, and those are gone. So,
well, I remember last year they reported that Texas state troopers are in Canada teaching your Mounties how to violate people's rights. I mean, it's called tyranny. They're letting us know that, hey, we're corrupt. There's a new king in town. His name's Boss Hogg. Roll over and take it. Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Wong's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Our world is changing in a big way. Laws are selectively enforced. The police state reigns supreme. If you're an illegal alien, don't have a driver's license, they let you go. If you're a citizen, they throw the book at you. Thousands of dollars of fines. Jail time. And they just say, that's the way it is. See, that illustrates it's a fraud. It's a fraud. And this is Planet of the Control Freaks. A world ruled by control freaks, each successive generation of them, getting more and more obsessive-compulsive and psychopathic in their implementation of their control. And they love it. Don't do high fives in school. We're going to videotape you in the bathroom. We're going to search your computers. We're going to watch everything you do. We're going to pull you over and search your car. But my God, everything the government does is going to be secret because we're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Going back to Jenna, who's calling from Ontario, Canada. So you said the military just does drills. You see them out on the streets now, huh?
Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. I've actually phoned the base more than once now to address chemtrails, and they have a script. Like, they say word for word. Every time I call, it can be three different people I talk to, and they say the exact same thing every time, and it's none of it's true, of course.
What do they say? We're here to simply support local community efforts. And
yep.
We're here to love you. We care about you. What's wrong there, ma'am?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. We feel like we're on lockdown big time around here. Like,
and so you say now, you see just many more police just feeding on everyone?
Oh, it's horrible. They're everywhere. Everywhere you look. And this is a small city. We've only got 60,000 people. It's cottage country, like mostly seniors here. So
So where specifically? What town are you specifically in?
North Bay, Ontario.
Okay, so you're in a suburb.
And yeah,
you don't feel good, the men in black uniforms?
No, I'm very uncomfortable. I'm thinking of moving, actually, and I was just wondering, like, is it like this everywhere? Or
yes.
Is it just because it's a military town?
Oh, it's like this in Africa, Latin America. We're the last to fall, and we're going to fall very hard. I mean, look, you can count on two hands how many governments have been quasi-free. Had any semblance of freedom. You can count on two hands how many countries, how many governments. There are thousands in history of corrupt dictatorships and corrupt king rats and strong men and empires. Thousands. Freedom is the rarest jewel. I mean, it's literally the needle in the haystack. And they've just taught us, oh, no, everything's fine. Let us have secret arrest. Jack Bauer's your hero. He tortures children to get the answers to the end, justifies the means. And then the public just fantasizes with that. And, oh, they're keeping me safe from the terror threat, which is nothing but a manufactured pretext to bring in high-tech slavery. And the best way to stay out of their system is to be clean-cut, to be straight, to not drink, to not use their facilities, not go to their bars, and to let them know, I don't go to your restaurants, I don't go downtown anymore because of you, and to go to your city council and speak up about it, and you know, be vocal and say, we see what's going on. They definitely are trying to acclimate us right now. This is the domestication process. And most of the people in the military see what's happening. In fact, a lot of them, when they call in, they say, you know, nothing ever made sense, but then I saw your films, and it was all accurate about what we're doing secretly, but then it never made sense to me before. Now it all makes sense because you helped me see it from another angle, you see. I mean, I had so many special forces operators, people who were colonels, generals, black ops commanders who were so engrossed in it for their whole lives, they're now retired, most of them, that they go, oh, now I can see it all.
A lot of them do see it, I think. It's like they almost feel bad, at least the younger ones anyways, the ones that you can tell haven't been there too long. They're almost sympathetic because I have approached them and I've said, you know, I don't think we really, like, appreciate the presence that what I mean? Like, we don't appreciate it. And they're like, I know, you know, like they do, they feel kind of bad almost. So I'm hoping that they have an understanding of what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I talked to cops in Ottawa up there covering Bilderberg, and they were all nice during the day, and then at night they were like freaking out and telling us we couldn't park in designated parking spaces, and, you know, were trying to harass us and threatening us. So that was sad to see. Listen, I appreciate you calling in, Jenna. Take care.
You too.
James in D.C., you're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Good afternoon, Alex. I got a couple comments on amnesty and immigration reform. I think immigration reform could be solved with simple law enforcement right off the bat. And I have another comment. Bush is like some kind of date rapist with this amnesty thing over and over and over again. No means no. The truth's coming out, and 9/11 is an inside job. Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, James, in the District of Criminals up there in D.C. But again, they phrase it as if it's a reform. That's semantical deception. People think of reform as automatically being good. Reform just means to change the form of. Okay, if I go out and get hit by a bus and I'm reformed and my head's knocked off my body and my guts are all over the street, I've been reformed. Is that good? See, people 100 years ago knew semantically that reform just means to change. They've taught us the word reform means good. So they say, aren't you for reform? Don't you want us to fix the problem? And what it would do was legalize all the illegals and legalize hardcore aggravated felons and give them tax amnesty, something citizens don't get. So the average bleeding heart, well-meaning liberal goes, of course, let's help these poor people. Oh, my gosh, let's be reasonable. What they don't understand is the larger plan to drive down wages, the larger plan to bankrupt the state so the feds can come in because of the welfare. The average illegal gets about triple in services what they actually pay in taxes. The people aren't getting the big picture here. So you're even coming at it from the angle, sir, of, well, we could fix it with simple law enforcement, but you could. You could. I mean, if you went after employers and did this and deported people who were here illegally, it would be fixed overnight, literally in just a few months. They don't want, people say the government's dumb, they can't fix it. They cause the problem, folks. They can sure run your life and watch everything you do. And believe me, they can get control of that problem if they wanted to. So that's another fraud. George Bush is too dumb to carry out 9/11. The government's too dumb to carry out 9/11. Well, let's be clear. I'm not saying George Bush himself orchestrated it, but the military-industrial complex that he fronts for clearly did, and we have evidence up one side and down the other, and it's in my films, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and Terror Storm. And it's in many books and other award-winning films, like Loose Change Final Cut coming out soon. People say Bush screwed up in Iraq. You know, he couldn't, you know, the government can't do that. They can't do anything else. They can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. They can land men on the moon. They can sure make these computers work. They can sure mail you a red light ticket. The bureaucracy tells you nothing can get done, so they just ignore you when you come to them and then make you think that's just how it works. At the top, it's precision run because they're fighting with each other. They're cutting each other off. They're trying to get in systems. The big global CEOs, 46 of the biggest economies of the top 100 aren't countries. They're corporations. They know what they're doing. And you see, on the surface, you think, well, Iraq's a big failure because Bush said he wanted to democratize it and be out of there in 6 months, and boy, he screwed up. But if you read the actual Pentagon plans, Bush has done a precision job of wrecking their economy, taking them from first world to third world, millions of them dead in the 16 years, over 600,000 dead in the last 4 years of occupation. The oil's been shut off. Oil prices are up because of that, because of artificial scarcity. Hundreds of billions a year in no-bid weapons contracts and other contracts. Huge mercenary armies formed. His campaign contributors making billions of dollars. Permanent bases being built. And he's on Iran's doorstep now out of Saudi Arabia with the main base there at the Saddam International Airport. The real goal, according to PNAC and the Pentagon documents, was to go into Iraq. Dick Cheney wrote in September of 2000, before he was even vice president, in the PNAC documents, which they published, they don't hide this, he said, Saddam is not a threat militarily, but it's a convenient pretext to say he is with WMDs. Because he knows the media they own isn't going to point that out. He says, we're going to go into Iraq, we're going to break it up in three parts, and we're going to use Iraq as a projection point for a control matrix to invade Iran or Syria both, and then link up Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, right to China's doorstep. And then you have Russia ringed by Western Europe into the Middle East, into Central Asia. Japan is a military base. The Philippines is a military base. They're encircling Russia and China. This is all, and by the way, I didn't just figure that out, and ooh, I'm so smart. The Pentagon says this. Okay? They say that's what they're doing. The Arabs aren't a threat, ladies and gentlemen, to our military or our government. But the military-industrial complex had to stage those 9/11 attacks so you would feel like it was a threat. What does Zbigniew Brzezinski say in his book, The Grand Chessboard? Without a catastrophic Pearl Harbor event, we're not going to be able to have imperial mobilization. To mobilize our slaves, that's what we are to them, to fight the barbarians in Russia and China and in the Middle East and Central Asia. That's his word for them, the barbarians. We've got to have a terror attack to do that. What did the PNAC document, same document written by Dick Cheney, Rebuilding America's Defenses, what did it say? Dick Cheney says, we're going to move into Iraq. We're going to stay there forever. We're going to build permanent bases. We're going to project power to overthrow the governments or invade or just bomb any of those options into the west, into Syria, into the east, into Iran to link up and do that. And they say it's for a one-world government, a new world order, with the engine of it being the United States as the Pax Americana linked up with the EU. And then Europe, which really owns this country predominantly, uses us as their pit bull to go out and do the dirty work. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. It's the GCN Radio Network. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com, as well as Infowars.net. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Ted Anderson for Midas. June 20th, 2007. Golds at 660.40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 681.77, 336.40 for half, 168.20 for quarter. That's 681.77, 336.40, and 168.20. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder.
Welcome back. We're going to have Jason Burmes on with us in the next segment. He's decided to play even more of the interview. Frankly, people put two and two together and have already figured out who this government official, who this security individual was with inside the Office of Emergency Management when he went over there. And it's already out there, people surmising, but you know, they'd promised not to say the name themselves until Loose Change Final Cut came out. The fella knew it probably would leak out anyways, but we're keeping our word on this until it breaks somewhere else, and then we will do a big write-up on it. But he is going to give you a little bit more information coming up in the next segment. For those that just joined us, what are we talking about? Not only Michael Moore starting to say 9/11 could be an inside job and really joining 9/11 Truth yesterday, the neocons are now savaging him and myself at the same time at Hot Air, and Michelle Malkin, who writes books about putting everybody in concentration camps right now. But what are we discussing? 9/11 bombshell, WTC security officials, details explosions inside building, says bombs were going off in 7 before either tower collapsed. And we did welcome the Loose Change creators, Dylan Avery, Jason Berman, to discuss an exclusive interview they had conducted last week with an individual with high-level security clearances who was inside the Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center 7 and has described the detailed explosions inside the building prior to the collapse of any of the buildings at Ground Zero on 9/11. The interview to be featured in the forthcoming Final Cut of Loose Change is currently under wraps, but the creators have allowed some details to leak purely to protect themselves and the individuals involved who have asked to remain anonymous until the film is released. But again, people, because we made the point, hey, this guy's real. He's been on national TV, interviewed. They edited up what he had to say. He talked about, yeah, I was going down the stairwell and heard the explosions and the bombs go off. What they cut, though, just like what William Rodriguez, who was in one of the towers, said, that the bombs were going off in 7. They acted like he was in Tower 1 or 2. They acted like Rodriguez was talking about bombs going off. William Rodriguez, the janitor who saved a bunch of people, one of the last to get out alive, collapsed on him. He was talking about bombs exploding before the building, long before it collapsed. You know, I mean, in the basement, explosions and people having their skin blown off, you name it. Those explosives inside the buildings. So this is huge. And, of course, they got challenged last night on air about all this and basically callers were calling in who'd already basically figured out who it is. This is not long until everybody knows, but we're going to still keep our mouths shut about who this source is. Insecurity there, and it's just a massive story, ladies and gentlemen, because they also said nobody died in Building 7. They later had to admit, well, some died, but we're going to keep that quiet. One of them is a senior Secret Service agent. It's that 47-story building, not hit by a plane, minimal damage, small fires, no modern steel building ever collapsed from fire, falls at free fall speed. You see the blast squib, explosions, the ejection points, just like when they blow up a Las Vegas hotel, boom, 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 and falls in perfectly. First you see the central column blown, the penthouse falls, and it goes boom, 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 and falls in on itself. Now, this is just absolutely amazing development. When we get back, I'm going to play the clips you heard yesterday, and then you're going to hear a new clip. He's sending it up to the network right now. We just decided to do this a few minutes ago. And then Jason Burmes will fill you in on all of this. So this is breaking news. You see, they wanted to keep his anonymity, but then people challenged the story. So maybe it's a good thing that it's now starting to come out. But we are not going to be the ones to tell. That is certainly the case. But if people can figure this out, like Sherlock Holmes, then it's elementary, my dear Watson, as they say. So that is coming up. Before I end this segment, I do want to encourage everyone to join me tonight from 7 to 9 o'clock at Brave New Books at the end of the drag, or the start of the drag, depending on which direction you're coming from. They're on the south end. The south end of the drag. The southwest end of the drag at Brave New Books for a book signing, video signing, and to show a sneak peek of my new film, Endgame. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to show about half of it at the Alamo Draft House, as well as some sneak peeks of Terror Storm.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job. Your middle broken, no memory rejected. It was an inside job, like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
Chalk it up to business as usual. Governments have always been run by tyrannical, out-of-control individuals, and sometimes they're worse than others. You get a Stalin, you get a Hitler, you get Mao Zedong, a Pol Pot. All right, we've got Jason Burmis waiting in the wings of Loose Change, 911.com. We've got links up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The big story we broke yesterday, thanks to their help. Thanks to them bringing it here. 911 bombshell, WTC-7 security official details explosions inside building. Says bombs were going off in WTC-7 before either tower collapsed. Now, I know his name. He's a prominent individual associated with New York security. There have been videos of him on the news saying this on the day, but they cut it up to edit it where it was just him talking about explosions, and they made you think that was when the tower started falling. No, 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 no. This is Building 7 when the second tower hadn't even been hit yet. He also saw dead bodies all over the place and was told not to look at them by the firemen and police. And he's been interviewed for the final cut of Loose Change coming out in the next few months. We didn't want him to get hit by two waves of phone calls and threats. Better for him to just deal with it when the film came out. But people are good detectives, and basically folks have been figuring out who it is. So there's a few names getting batted around, and people have certainly hit bullseye. But I'm not going to tell them which name is it, because we're not going to be the ones to break this. As soon as people do figure it out, though, we'll get a big article up on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Before we go to these clips and then back to Jason Burmes to set up the next clip for you, why would criminal elements of the government carry out 9/11? Why would Hitler burn his own Reichstag to declare martial law to get a police state going? The government's own documents, Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan, back in the 60s said, we'll bomb D.C., we'll commit sniper attacks, we'll attack the Marine Corps base at Guantanamo Bay and blame it on the Cubans to start World War III with the Russians. Then it says, we'll commit sniper attacks, how to frame patsies, we'll bomb the Capitol, we'll bomb Miami, we'll shoot down planes, claim a bunch of college students got killed because young people really makes the public mad, cause a helpful wave of national indignation. For anybody asking me why elements, small elements, but the powerful, in positions of power elements, why they would be involved in attacks, it's to get the beehive of America all stirred up to go steal the oil and have the weapon systems and take over the Middle East. And, more importantly, set up a domestic police state here in the United States. And there's so many pieces of evidence to 9/11 being an inside job. We just challenge people to go to Google Video, watch Terror Storm for free, watch Loose Change Second Edition for free, see Road to Tyranny for free, the films I've made and the films that others have made, and go check out the evidence and facts we bring forward. You know, there have been a few, quote, debunking things written, and you actually, now books have been written debunking the debunking, because it's all frauds, what they're saying, it's lies. They're counting on you not checking out what we're saying. There were bombs in all the buildings. We have hundreds of police, firemen, and others on record saying, I was in there and bombs were going off. Boom, 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 it was as if there were detonators. Building 7 was down the street, not hit by a plane. Small fires had the CIA, the FBI, the Office of Emergency Management all based in it, and it imploded. We've got international media here with us today. I'm not going to get into who or why, but I wanted you to just comment, Jason Burmes. I mean, sum it up in 2 minutes before we get into these clips, why this is important and how it's just one more smoking gun to the mountain of smoking guns. I mean, you sum it up, why 9/11 is an inside job, Jason Burmes.
Well, when you look at the official story behind Building 7, it's that when the North and South Tower collapses happened. The damage to the building was so great that at 5:20 it simply imploded in on itself. Makes no mention of any loss of life in that building and no explosions in it. And now we have this official coming forward saying he was called up on the phone after the first plane had hit. He was in the building before the second plane had hit. He went up to the OEM, which was where he was supposed to go. That's where local government and, federal agencies were coordinated because, you know, again, the CIA, the IRS, the DOD, the Secret Service were all there. And he gets up there and he's locked out. This guy's not supposed to be locked out. Then, all of a sudden, he goes all the way down. The police officer escorts him up through the freight elevator with another individual. They get into the Office of Emergency Management, and it's a ghost town. Now, we know it was manned just prior to him getting in there because we have cups of coffee with steam coming off them, half-eaten sandwiches. He then gets a call from his supervisor who asks him where he is. When he tells him he's in Building 7, there's worry in his voice. There's a long pause. He says, get out of that building. Call me when he... The individual he was actually with at the time...
Listen, somebody picked the phone up, and I heard him talk earlier. If they can get off the line, that'd be nice. Can you go back about a minute and start over, Jason?
Sure. Basically, again, this guy gets called up. After the first plane has hit the World Trade Center, he goes to where he's supposed to go, which is the 23rd floor of Building 7. That's where the Office of Emergency Management is. He gets there. Police are all in the lobby. He can't get through the regular destination with another individual. They get escorted through a freight elevator. As they get escorted through a freight elevator, they get into the Office of Emergency Management. It's literally deserted and just deserted. Again, coffee, still hot, half-eaten sandwiches. He gets a call from a supervisor, tells him he's in Building 7, there's worry in his voice, long pause, tells him to get out of there immediately. The other individual he was slow, and they had to take the staircase, and he told me that's what saved his life, because when they got down to the 8th floor, down to the 7th, almost to the 6th, huge explosion from underneath them. He was trapped on the side. He climbed back up into the 8th floor. Clearly, both towers were still standing when this happened because he was communicating with firemen outside. He had actually knocked out a window with a fire hydrant. And this just proves that there were explosives detonated in Building 7 prior to either collapse of Building 1 and 2.
And he also sees all these dead bodies and is told he didn't see it, which first they claim no one ever died, then they had to admit that people did die in there. But again, he's confirming all that. And for those that don't know, the head of FEMA, local FEMA, the Kenny, and they changed the name to Kennedy, was on ABC News that night of 9/11. He said, yeah, we got here last night, and we deployed this morning for the attacks in Tripod 2. Then we found out Tripod 2 was real. They first tried to deny it. They had moved everybody out already that morning to the end of the pier for a drill set up months before of terrorists attacking the entire World Trade Center complex. So the CIA, the FBI, the Office of Emergency Management, FEMA, the county, the city, they're already down on the pier from mobile command centers running a drill of terrorists attacking conveniently. Well, this emergency manager wasn't in the loop. He showed up to be there at his office and, go find the mayor. He's there with another city official, very high level. And shows up, and boom, there it is. And they're going to have a lot of trouble spinning this when his name and the information comes out, Jason Burmes.
Well, I think so, too, especially because their claim is, well, that explosion he felt was the first tower collapsing. No, not true. When he was communicating with the firefighters, he could see both buildings, okay? He witnessed both buildings collapsing because he was communicating with the firefighters as it happened, and they ran away. He didn't get out of that building until about 1:30. And they actually had to make a makeshift hole down in the lobby.
Well, let's be clear. You know, both the towers falling only knocked out a few windows and, banged into the edge. They keep showing other buildings and saying that's the damage. It's a fraud. The fires didn't start till later. We have all these firefighter photos up close of 5 and 6 and others burning. And you see 7 right there, clear as day. They like to aim from the north side towards down south and show all the smoke behind it and claim that's Building 7 when it's really all the other buildings burning behind it. They play all sorts of games, but they're in deep trouble because we got Larry Silverstein, the owner, saying they gave the order to pull that building and watch it come down.
Absolutely, and that's just another piece of the puzzle, and now we have a corroborating witness saying there were explosives in Building 7 prior to the collapses of the building, which is a huge blow to the official version because, again, there was no loss of life, and plus, we know this guy testified before the 9/11 Commission. I mean, he told us, and he was like, I thought they were just conducting a real investigation. He's like, I don't know if they liked the answers I gave, but I told the truth, and he never heard anything back from them. And
now,
he's got his questions.
Sure. Now, we're going to play a clip you haven't played yet, but I want to play the two clips from yesterday to introduce this. The first two clips we played yesterday, briefly describe those, Jason.
They basically just tell what I just told. He gets into the building after the first plane is hit. It's a ghost town. He gets down to around the 6th floor, huge explosion from under them, and he gets trapped into the building. And that's about it.
Let's go ahead and play those clips first. Here it is.
I was asked to go and man the Office of Emergency Management at the World Trade Center 7 on the 23rd floor. As I arrived there, there were police all in the lobby. They showed me the way to the elevator. We got up to the 23rd floor. We couldn't get in. We had to go back down. Then security and police took us to the freight elevators where they took us back up, and we did get in. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on a desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And after I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. So came running back in and said, we're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here. He found the stairwell. So we went to the stairwell, and we're going down the stairs. When we reached the 8th or the 6th floor, the landing that we were standing on gave way. There was an explosion, and the landing gave way. And I was left there hanging. I had to climb back up, and now I had to walk back up to the 8th floor. After getting to the eighth floor, everything was dark.
All right, that's the first clip. We're going to put a second and then the third, the new clip no one's heard yet. Now, to be clear, this it's also big news there that he's confirming what Giuliani said. Giuliani slipped up to Peter Jennings and said, yeah, I was told to get out of Building 7 because the other towers were going to collapse. Now, this is what he's saying. Now, Giuliani confirmed this. Then the media tried to spin it and deny it. And our reporters, wearechange.org and Infowars.com reporters, just a few weeks ago talked to Giuliani three times. And he said, I never said I was told Tower 1 and 2 were going to collapse, though he told Peter Jennings, and then he told the 9/11 Commission the same thing. So now he's been caught in a lie. New York NBC did confirm he's lying, did post his quotes from the 9/11 Commission, caught in a lie. But here is another emergency manager, high level, and saying that he was told, get out of there. Okay, he's told, get out of the building. That's important, isn't it, Jason?
It is important. And actually, Giuliani was on Barclay Street when he had been told that the first tower was going to collapse. However, discussing with this individual,
yeah, that's the point is he's told get out.
He also told me that Giuliani was in 7 earlier in the day, and that's why the other individual was with him. He was told to meet him there. And in the hurry that a lot of these people left, I would only assume that they were setting up tripod, as this guy also confirmed to me, and that they had it somewhat manned. But when this thing went down, they probably called up the office and said, get out of there right away, come down.
Well, they always use, for those that don't know, they always use a drill as a cover. That way, if your operatives get caught in the government planting bombs to be blamed on somebody, you can say you're part of the drill. Take during the G8 a few weeks ago, they caught American agents, major German newspapers, with plastic explosive bombs. Notice that was the time we did confirm Bush was sick. Bush wasn't going to be there. He was sick. And then they catch U.S. agents with bombs. And they said, oh, it's just a drill. And on 7-7 in London, drills of the exact same trains, exact same time, being bombed.
Yeah, by Pfizer consultants. It's unbelievable.
And on 9-11, they had drills that the Pentagon was running of hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center's Pentagon and Capitol. Traveler's building in San Francisco. I mean, we've got them. Here's the second clip. Then we'll play the new clip in a moment. Here's the second clip.
Well, I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was. And it was so destroyed, they had to take me out through a hole in the wall, a makeshift hole that I believe the fire department made to get me out. Me and Mr. Hess out.
All right. Now, this next clip, set it up for us.
Basically, it's just a short clip confirming that explosion that took place on the sixth floor was prior to both towers collapsing. He just confirmed it because we wanted to make sure and clear, because we knew what the debunkers were going to say. We're going to say, oh, well, that explosion was just the first tower collapsing. Absolutely not. He confirms right here it was prior to both.
Here we go.
As I told you earlier,
yes,
both buildings were still standing because I looked one way, looked the other way. Now there's nothing there. When I got to the sixth floor before all this happened, when I got to the sixth floor, there was an explosion. That's what forced us back to the eighth floor.
Okay.
Both buildings were still standing.
This is massive. Jason, you guys better put your heads together up there because you're smart guys. You can come up with the answer. I promise not to break who this is. You've got my word on that, but I brought it up to you this morning. I said, I'm already getting emails. People basically know. It's in between two or three people, and it looks like they figured it out. Now, it's our job, not to, break the confidence, but we also knew it would probably get out. He knows that. When do we decide it's now broken? I mean, are you guys going to do that tonight? Because it's now out there.
Well, I'm not going to be able to confirm or deny any names until the movie actually comes out just because of this guy's job, and I promised him that we weren't going to bring his job into it. Unfortunately, the information that does connect him to September 11th that's out there, that's public knowledge, does say where he works. And one of the big things in my mind is I've seen other people come forward with this kind of stuff, like Kevin Ryan and Stephen Jones, and they lost their jobs. And this guy is literally 3 years away from his pension, And I couldn't do that to this man. So,
well, I agree. You know. And, I mean, let's talk about that. Stephen Jones, top-level physicist, award-winning. I mean, he's in the very A-plus top tier, creme de la creme. And he lost his job over going public on 9/11. They didn't say his data was wrong. They just said, we want you to go. And Kevin Ryan, Underwriting Laboratories, the head of a whole division, he saw their internal report that fire wouldn't melt the steel and that Underwriting Laboratories believed there was a cover-up. He went public and was fired. And so many others have been fired. And it's more than that. They can start threatening his family, his children. He might recant. Doesn't matter. We got it on record. And I just got to talk to you when we get off air about what we're going to do about this, because people figured it out already. I just looked it up. Have you seen the new thing on Drudge where they're now coming out with some new government animation explaining how the towers fell? Just complete bull.
No, I haven't seen it yet, Alex, but I'm sure I'm going to get emails about it shortly.
All right, well, we're going to do a final segment. Let me talk to you during the break. Come back for 1 minute on the other side. It's Jason Burmish, one of the hardest-working guys out there in the fight against the New World Order with the Loose Change crew, and I'm honored to be the executive producer on their Loose Change Final Cut coming out in the next 4 or 5 months. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I'll be down at Brave New Books tonight, 7 to 9 o'clock. Give a speech, sign books and videos, shake your hand. Always love meeting you and seeing you and seeing old friends. And also tomorrow night from 7 to 10, I'm going to give a speech. Going to have a musical surprise. Probably, we'll see. And I'm also going to be showing about an hour from my new film, Endgame. It's not, and that part isn't even done yet. The whole 2 hours is basically done, but we're sweetening it and adding stuff and taking stuff out. But you'll get to see that sneak peek. I'll be able to get your feedback. The tickets are almost gone. It only seats like 230, 240 people, and it's almost sold out. So you better drop by in person at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, or go to Infowars.com and link through and buy tickets online. Also, you can buy Terror Storm, the second edition that has now come out. You can pre-order that for shipment next month at Infowars.com, or you can still get Terror Storm first edition shipped to you right now if you wish. Loose Change, second edition we have, America Freedom to Fascism, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Your support makes everything we do here possible. Going back to Jason Burmese, yeah, you guys held up your end of the thing. I have to, about who this is, and it's out there. I'm going to wait till somebody else really figures it out and puts it in news format, let them have the scoop, and then we'll just link to it, and we'll have a more detailed part two, of course, unconfirmed by you guys, but we've confirmed it. And this is big news, and I only commend you. This is just one of the incredibly powerful interviews you guys have got for Final Cut.
Absolutely, and I mean, we really did our homework for this one, Alex. For all those naysayers and, you know, people who said that we didn't do our own research and we didn't go out and get these interviews ourselves, well, we did it this time, you know. We had the means this time, and we went, you know, everywhere from D.C. to Georgia to New York City to New Jersey to get the interviews that are really going to put the lid on this thing. You know, we've got the people on the scene at the Pentagon. We've got, you know, the people on the scene at World Trade Center 7. We've got people on the scene at the towers. So, you know, these firsthand accounts are powerful for people, and they really open people's eyes to the fact that the media has manipulated their minds.
I can't wait. It's ultra-massive. Good job, gentlemen. And I'm going to give Dylan a call in the next 10 minutes. Just tell him to or ask him to call me, okay?
You got it.
So we got something else we got to work on. Thank you so much. That's Jason Burmese, and they do a show weeknights here on the GCN Radio Network from 8 to 10 Eastern. I am out of time. I will see you this evening from 7 to 9, Brave New Books. It's on the south side of Guadalupe on the UT drag, and I look forward to seeing you all there. I'll play about 10, 15 minutes of Endgame and, again, give a speech and sign some books and videos. It's a great bookstore, great people. Look forward to seeing you out there tonight. And then tomorrow night, it is the Alamo Draft House sneak peek of an hour. I'm there about an hour and 5 minutes. I've already got the cut in there, of the two-hour film that's coming out in October. That is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the master plan for world government, and the plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population. That's what the film covers, and it is the biggest production I've ever done and the most out of control, by the way. From Istanbul to Ottawa, Canada to Austin, Texas, it is. We went all over the world for this one. Got footage from all over the world. And it's something else we show you, the global elite. That is tomorrow night. And don't forget to get Terror Storm first or second edition at Infowars.com right now. Tomorrow, I'm going to have open phones again. I'm going to really try to pound through your calls, get to all of you. So be sure and join us. Other big breaking news as well that we're working on that should be out by tomorrow. So be sure and join us. And don't forget, we have a free podcast of the show. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want, by subscribing for free to the show at Infowars.com. And, of course, we restream 21 hours a day. And we'll see you back here in 21 hours live. But you can always listen to the restream 24 hours a day or all the other great shows right here on the GCN Radio Network. But that's all available at Infowars.com. To my sponsors, the affiliates, John Harmon up at the network, my great producers down here, and the whole crew, thank you so much. And to you, the listeners, thank you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.